Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Either of you guys ever see a UFO?
I'm not discussing this because you guys made fun of me last time.
Did we?
Yep.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, you did. My Polly, triangle lights over the beach. You told me I was drunk and or otherwise inebriated, and that was the problem. That's what you said.
The only thing I would say is once when I was in high school, I was outside doing gym class. I saw this bright, shiny ball in the sky.
During the day?
Yeah, during the day.
Was it the sun?
No. Very funny. It wasn't moving or anything. And then 2 hours later, I was home after school, and the object was still in the sky in roughly the same place.
Well, did anybody else
move.
See it?
I don't know. I didn't really talk to anybody.
Huh.
I don't know if it was a weather balloon, but it didn't move from the same spot for hours.
Did you ever think of calling anybody, though?
No.
To let them know that you spotted a UFO?
No.
Did you call anybody from the beach or the next day?
Pardon me? Did I call anybody?
Yeah. Did you report your sighting?
Like to who? NASA?
Yeah. The Canadian UFO survey was just released.
I did not.
And sightings in 2015 were their second highest in 30 years. So we're seeing an increase. 3 or 4 UFO sightings a day were reported during 2015. So that's a total of 1,267 for the entire year.
Weren't most of them in Quebec?
Yes, most of them were
most
in
of them
Quebec.
In Quebec. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
Because they drink a lot of Saint-Cont over there.
Oh.
Yeah. Or export. One or the other.
The 50 made me see it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's got to be it.
Interesting.
Unusual number of cases from Quebec, say the survey. In fact, 3 or 4 times as many as other provinces. So there you go. The theories for why these sightings are being made. Possible increases in military testing or other objects in the sky. Increased ability to share and report sightings due to the internet. Or even an increased desire by some people to look skyward for assistance due to the economic downturn. These are all just trying to explain away that UFOs and aliens are out there.
Well, why don't the military testing people hook up with the UFO report line just so they can delete some of the false ones?
So let them know that they're doing the military testing.
Yeah.
So if anything you see in the sky, that's true. When they do emergency preparedness stuff around the region, they always warn us in advance. Don't get carried away. This is a thing. We're doing this on purpose. I don't know. Maybe the military wants to keep the mystery going.
Wait a second. This is Canada. We don't have any planes.
Well, that's a good point.
Must have been a UFO.
None of the planes that fly anyway.
Mm.
If you see a falling object, that's one of Canada's military planes.
519-741-1067. Hello, who's this?
This is Wilma calling from New Hamburg.
Hi, Wilma from New Hamburg.
I need to tell you, we have UFOs at our house repeatedly.
Repeatedly? What are they?
Yes,
are they stalking you? Do they just hover over top of your house in New Hamburg?
No. Are you ready for this? Unidentified frying objects.
What's fried? What are we frying?
Unidentified
frying objects.
Are you saying that you're not a good cook, Wilma?
Not really. My husband comes home and said, "What are we having tonight? UFOs again?"
That's very funny.
That's perfect.
Hall of Fame nominee.
Sometimes we get the wackiest phone calls. Who knew there were so many UFO sightings in New Hamburg?
I like how Wilma says, it's Wilma from New Hamburg. I wonder how many Wilmas are in New Hamburg.
That's a good
not
point.
This Will. It's not Wilma from Baden.
Bedrock. Oh, not Baden either.
Yeah. It's Wilma from New Hamburg. I dig her.
Wilma, we enjoy you. And you are now a Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame nominee. We take our favorite phone calls through the week. We nominate them. And then on Friday mornings at 8:50, we play back those favorites. And somebody becomes a Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame inductee. And they get themselves lunch or dinner from McDonald's.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.